Today we'll wrap up our current sermon series, Entrusted. Our scripture inspiration today finishes out the 25th chapter of Matthew with the parable of the sheep and the goats. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, that you that are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer him, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." At this point, you might be thinking, wait, I have heard her preach this sermon before. And you're sort of right. The first sermon I ever preached was based on the book Shoemaker Martin, which illustrates this parable quite beautifully. But don't tune out just yet. This is not going to be a repeat sermon. To sum up the book, in case you missed that sermon, Shoemaker Martin wants to meet Jesus, and in a dream, Jesus tells him that he'll come meet him. Martin spends the next day just going about his life and helping out the needy in his village while waiting to meet the Lord. He gives the old street sweeper some tea and company. He helps a needy mother and child with some food and money. He helps a whole old woman and a thief forgive each other and work together. At the end of the day, Martin feels sad. See, he doesn't think he met Jesus at any point. And just as he's going to bed, he hears the Lord speak to him again and points out that helping the needy is how he saw God that day. The book ends with, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it for the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." How does this fit with our series of Entrusted? Here's where we dig a little deeper into our story. In a Las Vegas food pantry, they helped a number of families. One volunteer took a day to talk to the families that they were helping and kind of find out what they really needed. The families were hesitant to talk at first. They thought that maybe they would be judged on their answers and given the quantities of food that they needed based on that. But the volunteer just simply wanted to learn how to help them better. And when the families opened up, the food pantry learned that what these people really needed was job training and help finding jobs. After each of these conversations, the volunteer was simply thanked for listening. By taking the time to find out specifically what was needed, they were able to help their clients more. God calls on us to help each other and spread his message of love across the world. And I'm not gonna lie, this can sometimes seem like a really daunting task. But in this parable, God pretty much spells out what to do. "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Pretty simple. To help our world, we really need to listen to our world. Everyone needs something different, and not every problem is going to be solved the same old way that it always has been. 2020 has been a year of learning to do things differently, from work to school to something as simple as going to the grocery store for some butter. We need to approach every problem with a specific question: what do you need? And when we listen carefully, we need to listen to the response. God entrusts us to serve his world and spread his message of love. He is trusting us to find out how to do that. He wants us to find out how to help others and then actually help them. It's not an easy thing to do. Simply writing a check and marking it for donation is way easier than going out and talking to a stranger. And I'm not saying don't do that. If that's the way you feel you can best help, please keep giving. But if you have the option and the ability, try to find out specifically what's needed. Call the food pantry and ask what they're low on. Check with WNC and see if there's a family in need that could really use that old bedroom set of furniture you have. Find out what they specifically need. If someone around you is having a hard time, stop and talk to them. Ask them what they need most and listen to what others are telling you. Sometimes all people really need is to vent and to be heard. Our world right now is hurting. And I'm thinking it's going to take some pretty creative thinking to heal. Everyone needs something different, and everyone can provide something different. So get out there, safely. Get your hands dirty, so to speak. Find out what's most needed, and find a way to provide that. Sadly, the world isn't going to fix itself. It's time to do what God has told us to do. Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Go. Do. Serve. Amen.